This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Monday his forces now control nearly 1,000 square kilometers of a Russian region after a lightning incursion that has embarrassed Moscow. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The remarks during a briefing for President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on gains in the Kursk region. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the stunning attack that started last week, the biggest on their soil since World War II. Vladimir Putin says the incursion appears both aimed at boosting Kyiv's negotiating position in possible talks to end the war and blunting Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks to end Sudan's 16-month war between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces will move forward this week, the U.S.'s special envoy said, despite little sign from either party that they seek a peaceful resolution.
We would have preferred for these talks to start in April when we tried. We began trying for this round, if not April, May, if not May, June, then July. But we will move forward with this event this week.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, Tom Perriello, in Geneva on Monday. The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group to sail more quickly to the area. This as the U.S. on Monday says it believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. This